The scalpers might be leaving the Pokemon TCG, but have the retailers just taken their place? Let's talk about it. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Gym Leaders Podcast, where we talk all things Pokemon TCG. I am Travis with TCG Funhouse, here with my boy
ASX from ASXTCG, and let's talk about these prices, because it's I'm seeing some interesting stuff out there right now.
Yeah, if you guys have been out to your local retailers anytime recently, I'd probably say in the last 2 months or so, you'll notice something in particular, and that is, well, they're selling Pokemon cards for more than they used to. Down here, I pretty much have only Walmart and Target that this has affected. GameStop has not increased their prices at all, and those are really the only three retailers, brick and mortar retailers, that I go into and buy Pokemon cards on a consistent basis. My Walgreens, CVS's, and like Dollar Generals and stuff are just not, they don't stock as much. Either that or scalpers hit them harder than the other locations for some reason. I'm not sure. Because particularly they don't carry my favorite types of product anyway, you know. You're not going to be finding any new released Astral Radiance ETBs at your Dollar General. And even really at your Walmart, they have more like niche products where you can find like those cool knockout boxes and stuff. But for the most part, down here in Florida, it's Target, Walmart, and GameStop are the big three where, you know, on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, you can find a pretty decent selection of Pokemon cards right now. At least, up in Indiana, what retailers do you guys primarily have up there?
Yeah, well, I live in Illinois, so.
Oh, really? It's the same thing, bro.
Indiana.
Illinois and Indiana are the exact same state. They're both Illini, Hoosiers. You're all the same stuff.
Anyways, yeah.
He's just gonna pass that by. He's like, I am not getting into this right now. Not while we're recording.
But yeah, you know, it's the Midwest. We got the Walmarts and the Targets, of course, up here. Your GameStops all over as well. I would also say Best Buy is pretty big up here as well. And they've been getting a lot more stock recently and having stuff in stock for a lot longer too. And is actually one of the stores that I've seen not raise prices, at least in my area. You can still find packs for like $3.99, you know, the single packs and everything there. Not as big of a selection as some of the other stores, but yeah, I'm definitely seeing you know, some increased prices at kind of like the main places I used to go, which is a bummer.
Yeah, I haven't been to Best Buy around me because that was kind of like the Walgreens. You know, you would walk in and there would be just a blank shelf. Like
that long time up here too.
It was terrible for like, you know, the last, you know, 15, 16 months, I don't think I ever found anything at Best Buy, which is a shame because I used to find stuff over there. And Best Buy is one of those stores that will have pretty decent sales, too. Like, the shelf life that they want cards on their shelves is a lot lower. So they will discount them significantly quicker than, like, a Target or a Walmart will. You guys don't have, like, Meijer and stuff up there by you?
So not where I'm at, but if you go 10 minutes north into Wisconsin, yes. There's Meijer's all over up there. I just don't typically get up there.
I got you.
And there, I believe, usually priced like $5 more stuff.
You know, yeah, they're higher.
Like box and stuff.
From what I've noticed, we don't have Meijer's down here in Florida. We have Publix instead, which is significantly better than Meijer, in case everyone ever wants to argue with me. You can do that down in the comment section. Publix is the greatest grocery store. A little high-end, you know, they scalp on their groceries a little bit, but the experience you get there is very good. Yes, so if you haven't noticed, what we're kind of talking about today is if you go into your Walmart today, you're going to notice that almost every single product is increased in price. It has increased in price, right? And it's not a lot, right? It's like 50 cents for the single packs. It's a dollar for some of the other stuff, right? I think their Pokeball 10s are $13.99 instead of $12.99. Their 2-pack 10s are $9.99 instead of $8.99 MSRP. And the 3-pack blisters are $13.99 instead of $12.99 like they used to be, are the biggest ones that I've noticed. That type of product right there. And it's actually funny because you can actually see they put a little sticker over the top a new barcode, right? They put a little new barcode sticker over where the old barcodes are, which is how you can really tell, like, okay, this is going to be the new TCG price, right? Yeah. And then Target has been a little more greedy with their price increases. They also went up 50 cents on every single booster pack. So a booster pack of Pokemon cards is actually $4.49 now instead of $3.99. And again, Pokemon's suggested retail value, which is MSRP, is $3.99. And the biggest one for me is their Elite Trainer boxes are up to like $44.99. So forever they were $39.99. They are $44.99. There's a couple of exceptions and stuff like that, but I'm thinking that we're still in this transition period and all of their boxes and all of their cards are going to be on this new pay scale, this new pay structure, right? So what were your thoughts, ASX, the first time you went into your retailers and saw that stuff is selling for a little bit more than it used to?
Yeah. First impression, honestly, was like, this is kind of late, I felt like, right? Like, we kind of...
I was thinking that too.
You know, some, like, price hikes when scalping was really high and stuff like that, you know, to kind of help, you know, mitigate that a little bit. I was a little bit thrown off by that. But, you know, it's not like... To me, I mean, it's relative, right? It's different for everybody. For my situation, it's not too crazy, you know, to spend an extra dollar or 50 cents on a pack or something like that. But it does add up in the end. And, you know, when you walk out of there with, you know, 9 packs instead of 10 for the same price that you would have before, it's like, ugh, you know, what if that Charizard was in that other pack?
What if that 10th pack had the hit, man?
Exactly. So, yeah, it's you know, it's a little bit of a bummer, but and a little bit too late. Like I said, I kind of feel like that. But I think it's good. It feels kind of weird because we do have a lot more stock in areas. But maybe this will help, you know, kind of help bring up stock levels in areas where it's really not caught up yet. So hopefully, you know, that's kind of like my big hope for what they're doing with this right now. I don't know if I really see it going back down, to be honest with you.
That's like the rule of retail, right? Like once you prove that you will buy a product at this price, it doesn't go back down.
Right. Yeah. Unless there's like a huge drop off in popularity with Pokemon and just they can't sell anything, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah, I think these are probably the prices that we're going to be looking at. You know, kind of moving forward. And, you know, one thing I wanted to kind of mention is these are prices in store. So you got to go in store for these prices that we're talking about. But if you look online, a lot of times at these stores, you can actually find better deals than you would in store. So I looked at Walmart, and to be honest with you, there's really not any deals that I can see on Walmart.com.
Walmart and Target are so weird because they like allow these third party sellers to sell on their website. So you got to make sure you keep your eye out for that. They're basically trying to compete with Amazon online with like their FBO stuff. So when you're buying online, for sure, I quit buying Pokemon cards from Walmart online a long time ago because it was just you never knew like what was actually being sold or shipped by Toy Wiz or Walmart or these other different sellers, and it's like, holy crap, like, seriously? Target has been pretty consistent with their online selling, though, but there was a good 6 to 10 months where if you didn't find it, like, the worth within 5 minutes of it popping, you weren't getting it. So, is there 100%. More out there? Like, what are you looking at over there right now?
Yeah, so I'm definitely seeing a lot more stock, both on Walmart and on Target, but right now, guys, Target's where you're going to want to look. Target online here is where you can find some extra deals that you won't be able to get in store. So I'm looking at the Pikachu V-Box with the 2 Brilliant Stars packs, Chilling Rain, and a Fusion Strike. Mm-hmm. $16.69 online right now.
$3.50 off MSRP right there, yeah.
Yeah. The Arceus V-Box, super, super popular box. You get that pack of Cosmic Eclipse in there. Mm-hmm. The awesome Arceus V-Pig, I almost called it a pin. Figure, $23.99, a couple bucks off there as well. And this is only online.
It's beautiful. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at
it right there. Like, how could you not pick that up?
So cool.
And the best deal that I'm actually seeing here is the Bolton V boxes. And I actually did a video about this on my channel about how great pack selection are in these boxes. And you can get 2 Brilliant Stars packs, an Evolving Skies pack, and a Fusion Strike pack for $14.79 right now. And that's all online on Target. So
that's 25% off. Yeah. And if you use your red card, you get another 5% off. So you're looking at even bigger savings right there, which is phenomenal. And you're looking at, you know, probably the two, I mean, if you take Celebrations out of the equation, the two best sets of the Sword and Shield era between Evolving Skies and Brilliant Stars, you know? So that's massive right there. And the fact that you can even buy the Arceus boxes, which you can't find those in the stores. Like, people want them. Like, that's probably the hottest product right now, as we're pre-Astral Radiant still by a couple of days.
Yeah.
That Arceus box is probably the most popular because of that Cosmic Eclipse inside and that Arceus V promo, which everybody loves. I heard somebody say this too, and it might have actually been in the comment section of one of our videos the other day, and they were kind of surprised that there was only 4 packs in that box and that it was $24.99. So I want to get your thoughts on this before we go any further. But yeah, guys, Target.com. Great place to get some good deals. And I didn't even know about that. ASX informed me of these deals right before we recorded this episode, which is awesome. So you should be able to still find those right now. So Target.com, because in-store, they're increasing prices for sure.
Yeah.
So let's look at the Arceus box for a second, right? Mm-hmm. So they give you Cosmic Eclipse, right? And this is the first time they've given us, I guess we'll call it an older pack, right? Probably, what was that, like 2019-ish, 2000, you know? They're giving us the older pack for the first time in a long time. You know, we used to get Steam Siege and, you know, all these other Sun evolutions. Yeah. And all these products all the time. And then they kind of stopped once, you know, all the scalping and all the product was gone. Everything had all the new Sword and Shield stuff in it. Why do you think they decided to charge $24.99 for this box, and since there's only 4 booster packs inside?
Yeah, I guess, you know, maybe the that extra 50 cents per pack that's in there, they're looking at it as 4 packs versus a collection box now, you know, for $20.
That's a price via Target and Walmart and stuff. The suggested MSRP is still $3.99. If you go to Target or PokemonCenter.com, the booster packs are still $3.99. So by that logic, technically, you know, the boxes should be $16, right? So normally they charge you the extra $4 for the promo card, the jumbo promo card, or whatever else is in the box, in this case, a figure. So basically, they're charging you $9 for the figure and the promo, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess maybe it's time that they're finally like, you know, they want to catch on to this wave and get a little bit more profit out of, you know, what they've been selling. Instead of 20, let's go $25 a box.
I think they smartened up a little bit is what I think. You know, there's a reason why basically on the exact same release schedule with the Pikachu and the Boltund, they're not figure boxes, right? You get the V card, you get the jumbo card, and you get that special. There's like, I think there's a holo in each one too, like a random. I think one's a Wooloo and what's the other one, a Mimikyu or something.
Mimikyu, yeah.
Like they're throwing those in there, and those are still $19.99. So like in my opinion, I feel like Pokemon actually sat down and said, okay, we're given 2 really amazing things inside this box that we're not given in the others. One being the figure, you know, it costs the Pokemon company a lot more to make those figures than it does to make a jumbo size V card, right? Let's face it. It might cost them a couple of pennies to make that jumbo size V card to where, you know, Lord knows what they're paying for those plastic or rubberish, whatever material that is, figures, but definitely more than a couple of pennies for it.
Oh, definitely.
With the detail that's put into that, and it is phenomenal. But I do also think that they kind of know that this Cosmic Eclipse pack is going to be special, and people are going to want to pick it up. It's one of the best sets of the entire Sun and Moon era that was very low printed. You know, it only had one print wave before Sword and Shield came out. And even during that print wave, people were not very excited about it because it came out literally right after Hidden Fates, which people were still clamoring for. Yeah. So I think they kind of put 2 and 2 together, and they were kind of like, yeah, we're going to charge $24.99. My fear is that people are going to buy up this box. It's super hot. It's super popular. And they're going to try to hit us at $24.99 for a lot of their other products.
I could see that as this kind of being like the test box to do it for. I mean, it's a good box to kind of test it out. But then again, I mean, is every box going to be this good? Are the boxes moving forward going to have? Exactly. Are the boxes You know, they're going to have the figure. They're going to have that hot set from a little, you know, while ago. Probably not.
And I think the figure boxes are special, too. Like, during the X and Y era, they made a bunch of them. There was the Mega Mewtwo's and, you know, all that stuff. In the Sword and Shield era, it's been significantly less. And I think you got to go back to, I mean, now that I think about it, the Zacian and Zamazenta boxes, the True Steel boxes, those were $24.99, weren't they?
These guys. Yeah, I believe they were.
But did they have four packs or five packs? I don't have any of those for my sealed collection.
I think it was like five or six.
I think it was five. I think it was $24.99. I think it was five. And then they had that Pikachu with that awesome promo card and the three starters, like the paintbrush, the paintbrush box. I don't remember what it was called. It was white with the... It's like a Pikachu and Friends or something box, and that was a very popular promo card. And a part of me thinks that one was $24.99 as well. And I think that one only had three packs inside, but it had that really special Pikachu promo card with Grookey, Sobble, and Squirt Bunny on it as well. And they had the cool figure where they're all like hopping around, which was really, really cool.
Real quick, looking at the True Steel box, it does appear to have six packs in it.
Six packs. Okay, so that must have been $29.99 then, because there's no way that would have been $24.99 with six packs. So.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on Pokemon Center. Yeah, it was $29.99.
Okay, that makes more sense. Hey, and I think that this is just the version that this is just... This Arceus box is the version of the, like, the... I don't want to say premium box, but... It's like that second level box as opposed to just the $19.99 of the Galarian Rapidash, the Hoopa V, the Dragonite V. You know, this falls more in line for me as like the Glaceon, Leafeon, V-Star boxes. Like it's a better box. It just is.
Yeah.
You get more bang for your buck, in my opinion, even though that bang for your buck is not booster packs. It's just other things, you know?
Extras. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. There's some better extras too, right? I love the figure in the promo card you get with it. It was that kind of alternate art Japanese one that only came out with the game and stuff like that. So that's really cool. Yeah, definitely better than, like, you know, the extras you get in the ETB that literally just get tossed in the corner every single time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't know how many Dragonite V, Bolt-On V, you know, just cards I have where I'm just like, this is really cool and I got my first one, maybe my second one, but this is my seventh Dragonite V now. I was like, okay, I'll just throw it over there. And, you know,
I don't even want to tell you how many double V and Hatterene V.
Oh my God. I got so many double V's. I have this problem where I can't throw away jumbo cards either. So I think I have like 35 jumbo double cards just like sitting in a stack somewhere. And I'm just like, they're not easy to store when you have this many of them. I'd like to kind of just get rid of them.
But. Yeah, right. I feel you.
If you guys are new here on TCG Finance YouTube channel, please drop a sub, smash that like button. It really, really helps. We post an episode of the Gym Leaders Podcast every single Wednesday here on YouTube at 2 p.m. and also over on your audio platforms like Spotify and iTunes and all that kind of stuff. So if you're listening on audio, please give us a 5-star review, follow the channel, all that kind of stuff. Maybe share it with your friends. And here on TCG Funhouse, we post Pokemon-related content every single day in the form of shorts and full-length videos 3 times per week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 p.m. ASX, what is your channel looking like?
Yeah, I do Pokemon openings on my channel as well, and starting to get into some informational stuff. I'm going to have a video coming out next about the Collector app, so I'm really excited about
that.
It's
a very good app.
Hope you guys will watch it.
Very good app. Very good app. And, of course, you guys know we go live every single Friday here at TCG Funhouse Box Break. TCGFunhouse.com to buy in. I just uploaded Dark Phantasma, the brand new Japanese set, is available for this week's Box Break and probably moving forward. And I'm also planning on having Astral Radiance. So, obviously, this Friday is Astral Radiance release day. I don't want to put them up on the site until I actually get them from my distributor. You know, I don't want to sell them and be like, yeah, sorry guys, my stuff didn't come in, we'll have to push these off till next week. You know, a lot of people would do that, a lot of channels or businesses would do that sort of a thing, but I'm not like that. So stick tuned to the social medias to find out when those actually go live, so you can buy some Astral Radiance on release day and watch us open it here on the channel. And I ship everything out nice and cute and sealed in these nice little packages. And it comes very safe and secure. Right, ASX? You've bought
it. It does. It's safe, secure, and very, very cute.
Very cute. I kiss every package. spray it with my cologne.
I was hoping you did, you know, send it with love.
All right, so, all right, let's get back to the topic at hand here. And the one thing that I kind of want to point out is this was, and this is the part of the conversation that people don't like. And that's that this, in my opinion, was almost like this. And again, we're talking about the price raise at your local retailers for Pokemon TCG products. This was a necessity for me. This was the only way that that these retailers were going to combat the Pokemon scalpers that are going around right now, right? So every time I see somebody talking about it, so if you follow me on Instagram and Twitter, you know that sometimes I go hunting for Pokemon cards and I will post pictures of the shelves that I find, right? And lately they've been fully stocked, right? Like every single week, these massive restocks of exactly what you were talking about before. Pikachu boxes, Boltun boxes, Vivid Voltage ETBs up the wazoo, Darkness Ablaze ETBs up the wazoo as well. And if you guys don't know what a wazoo is, Google it. Don't. When your parents are around. But like the shelves have just been stacked, right? And it's inevitable that somebody on one of my social media platforms is going to be like, well, look at those prices. That's why they can't sell it. Or overprinting is going to ruin the hobby and bring us back into the dark ages of 2015 again, you know? Those types of the sky is falling responses. And, you know, my response is always, okay, do you want to give Walmart an extra 50 cents for your booster pack, an extra dollar for your three-pack blister, or do you want to give your local scalper an extra $5 and have to meet him in a dark, dingy alley where you're probably going to, you know, get a disease along with your Pokemon cards? Like, it's your choice.
Where are you getting your Pokemon cards, bro?
Don't you worry about me, bro. Like, don't you, you know, it's, I got my life alert. I'll be all right. That's what, you know, you get over 30 and you gotta get that life alert, you know. But
Elliot,
for me,
just ordered mine the other day.
See, you needed it. For me, this is a necessary evil, you know, unfortunately. And then talking back to them, the reasons why I mentioned Meijer earlier is Meijer has been a store that has charged over MSRP for years. And not only that, if you remember, if you were into Pokemon at all back when we had Toys R Us, which I was not majorly into it, but I would still buy cards. Me and Brady would go buy cards on occasion. And if you guys remember, booster packs at Toys R Us were $4.99. They were never $3.99. They were always $4.99. So even when Target and Walmart were holding four at $3.99 MSRP, Toys R Us was at $4.99. Even when you were getting clearance boxes on a consistent basis on your Target shelves, you know, the $14.99, $16.99 boxes to try to push them out the door, you know, they would drop them like $10, like those good ones. Like, I remember leaving a bunch of Charizard GX boxes on the shelf, those Blastoise GX boxes, like back when, God, what was it? What set was that? Was that Team Up? Right around like Team Up on Broken Bonds era, I think we got lot of the Charizard GX and Blastoise GX boxes. And I just left them there at like $29.99, $31.99, I think they may have been, when normally they were $39.99. So even then, like, these stores were pumping prices at $4.99, you know, or higher. I've seen Real Breaking Nate go to Meijer's, and I think a lot of theirs are like $5.99 for a booster pack and or something like that. And it's just wild to me. So, and I do agree that it's unfortunate, but you got two options, right? Two options, guys. And I want you down in the comment section, if you're watching YouTube, please comment below. I want to know what you guys think. You got two options. One, keep the Pokemon cards at Walmart and Target and MSRP and walk into empty shelves. Or increase the price, the very minimal amount, right? Like, what are we looking at? 10%? A 10% increase in price by putting them up 50 cents? You know, but you have a pretty decent selection to choose from every single time you go. Like, please respond down in the comment section down below. ASX, what do you think? Necessary evil? Do you wish that they would keep them at MSRP? Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's tough to say because you make a lot of really, really good points there. You know, I still feel like it's kind of a, you know, it is a little late on that, you know, pulling the trigger on that. I feel like it could have happened a while ago and, you know, might have made a little bit more sense to us at that time. You know, just kind of thinking, you know, outside of the Pokemon world as well. I mean, we're seeing increased prices on just about everything. You know, you go into the grocery store, all your groceries are costing, you know, much more than
inflation,
you were paying.
Baby.
Yeah. So we're seeing inflation across the board with everything. I'm sure that, you know, is definitely playing a factor in there. Everything from getting, you know, the cards from the Pokemon Company factories all the way to that Walmart on your shelf, you know, probably costs a little bit more money. So, you know, taking a look at all those factors, I would definitely say it is probably, you know, something that's necessary right now. You know, and I don't necessarily think it's a terrible move. You know, it's going to hurt some people somewhere a little bit more than others, but I think it's, you know, it's a lot better than, you know, jacking everything up to where Myers has their price, you know, things priced at. And I don't know, could this cause stores like Meijer that already have that increased pricing to increase even more? I don't know. That's when it would get kind of exactly
rough. That's
when it'd be real rough. But yeah, so I think it's, I don't think it's as bad as of it's not as bad of a rap as it's getting. I don't think that really makes sense. What I'm saying.
The increase is so small for me. Like, I agree for you. Like, if I would have walked in and the booster packs would have been $5.99 when they used to be $3.99.
Yeah.
Which, dude, that's, have you seen what they've done to sports cards? That's basically what they've done to sports cards. Blaster boxes that used to be $19.99 are $34.99 right now.
Ooh.
And for the good ones, the mediocre ones are still, they've gone up to like $26.99. I went to go buy this basketball box called Flux. It's a Flux, and it's really cool. You know, it's one of those, they're all, everything is shiny and holographic, and you get like only four cards in a pack and five packs. So you only get like 20 cards in the whole box. Yeah. Like total MSRP on these things should be like $24.99 at most, and it was $37.99. And I'm like, I don't want it that bad. Like, I like opening, you know, the sports cards. It really brings me back, because if you listen to the podcast, you guys know I started collecting with sports cards and basketball cards in particular, which is my very first collections. But I really am just hoping that they don't take that route with Pokemon cards. You know, if we get to the point where ETBs are going up at $59.99 and collection boxes are dropping at $29.99 when they used to be $19.99, like, I would be devastated. I would be so upset with the retailers, and Pokemon at that point would have to step in and just be like, what are you guys doing? You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, say what now?
Oh, I was just going to say that kind of makes me think, like, you know, if that were to happen, like, kind of what would we do? And
direct to consumer.
Be honest, that would
that's
be
where I think they're going. Look at PokemonCenter.com. It's freaking stacked with stuff right now.
That's
you,
true.
You can get to three pages on PokemonCenter.com right now with the available product that they have.
You could not do that a year ago.
Oh, no. It was all sold
out.
You
could get, like, a third of the way down the page, and that's where it stopped.
And that was just, like, deck boxes.
Exactly. Deck boxes and, like,
no packs
like
at all
6 years ago.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
But yeah, that's where I would really start to, like, throw up this red flag of, like, okay, we need some relief here. But the reason why, like, I'm completely okay with the price hikes that we have been getting is, so, like, let's look at the Elite Trainer boxes in particular, right? So MSRP is $39.99. They've gone up to $44.99. So if you have bought, is that a word? Boughten? If you have bought one of the Vivid Voltage ETBs, and I think the Darkness Ablaze ETBs might be the same thing, they are $44.99 at an MSRP of $39.99. And if you are still able to find some of the old, the Fusion Strike or any of that stuff, what I've noticed is those are still ringing up at the $39.99. Because I feel like they have, like, this hurdle, right, where it's, like, everything pre here with these barcodes is still 39, and everything post that is 44. So I would expect Astral Radiant ETBs to be $44.99 moving forward and then sets like that, right? Because we bought a Shining Fates ETB today, and that was still $49.99. So that was only $5 more than we were charging for the other one, so than a Vivid Voltage. But what that does is that completely negates the scalper's profit margin is what it does, right? So, yes, a year ago, a year and a half ago, it really didn't matter, right? Because people were still buying the ETBs for $70, $80, so they were making massive profits when they wiped out the shelves. But right now, that's not the case, right? A Brilliant Stars ETB, still a good product, you know? But, you know, I would probably say on the secondary market, you're looking at maybe a $5, $6 increase instead of instead of $40, they're probably going for $36, $37 over on TCG Player.
Right.
To where get now if they have to buy them at Target at $45 after shipping and taxes, if they're paying their taxes, which they're probably not. But after shipping and doing all that stuff, their profit margins are negated, right? So yeah. It's not worth it for them to go and wipe the shelves of Brilliant Stars ETBs anymore if they have to pay $45 for them, because now they're breaking even, if not losing, right? So yeah. Before, and this is the way the scalpers would think, before they would go there, they would say, okay, cool, I found 10 Brilliant Stars ETBs. That's a $6 profit margin on each one. I just made $60, right? That's how the Amazon FBO people do it. Pretty much everything that you sell on the secondary market, that's how they look at it, right? So if I can find 10, that's $60. I just made $60 on my one trip to Target, and they will do the legwork. They will do the hours. Yeah. They will do the boxing and loading it up and put it on the website, and they'll ship it, and they'll do all those things because they made $60 on those 10 ETBs. Now, if that $5 price increase, let's say there's a dollar, they're not going to do all of that work for $8 to $9. Or right. To break even. So in my opinion, I find it better be able to go to the store, go there with the kids, they see them on the shelf, they can pick them up, and yes, it costs us $5 extra, but it's better than having to jump through hoops to get your product otherwise for maybe even a $10 or $12 or $13 increase instead. So that's the necessary evil that I really think is why it was necessary.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree with you. When you look at it from that standpoint, it totally makes sense. You know, why we have these price increases, why we're seeing stuff on the shelf still. Yeah, and I'm right there. I'm behind it. If it's going to keep stock on the shelf and keep me from, you know, putting my money in a scalper's pocket.
So let me ask you this. If they continue this route, how long before we reach the next phase, which is, Pikachu boxes are $14.67 in your stores now, and ETBs I couldn't sell of Astral Radiance because it's a down set. We have shelves and shelves of them. How long before we reach the point where clearance boxes are being filled up again? Stores aren't putting maybe new stock out because they can't get rid of the old stock. Like, do you think that's coming down the pipeline? Do you think that could be one of the results of these price increases?
I think so, and I just kind of thinking about it, I think what will happen is, I mean, you're going to see some stuff that you might kind of regularly see in clearance, like these Pikachu V boxes. I was at the store the other day, and there was literally two full shelves of
so many
V boxes. Like, I've never seen that many collection boxes at one store at one time. So I could see it where, like, some of the types of products, you know, if you wait long enough, you probably will see a lot of those on clearance. But your ETBs, your big ticket items, I feel like those are going to stay at the top. Top price.
Yeah, I think it depends on set too. So, and the reason why I'm asking you is because I think Astral Radiance is going to be a down set.
I think so.
It's definitely gives me more Chilling Rain vibes than it does, you know, Brilliant Stars or Evolving Skies vibes. Now, the Pokemon Go set is the anomaly, right? It's another subset, and that's a set coming out after Astral Radiance. So that's why all this timing is very unique for me. And I almost think that Target strategically did this, right? Like you were saying earlier, it's too late. It's too late to make this change, which I kind of like disagree, because in my mind I'm thinking, okay, we have, and they got, Lord knows if they thought about it this deep. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. This could have been just some schlub sitting in an office going, hey, we could easily charge 50 cents more for this and increase profit margins.
Probably, yeah.
And also, if you didn't know this, like supposedly I read an article that Target's earnings did not meet expectations, so that it could adjust into some other prices and stuff going up, which is why this could have been a reactionary thing to that. I don't know. If there's an economics person who's an expert, go ahead and put it down in the comment section. That is not me. So Astral Radiance, not the greatest, right? But Pokemon Go is going to be extraordinarily popular. Right.
I think so.
So not only do we have Pokemon Go coming right now, but then we're going to have another holiday set not too far behind. Right. So it's going to go Astral Radiance, Pokemon Go, a different set, and then we're going to get our holiday set. Right. That's kind of the angle that we're looking at here. It's going to go July. Yeah, then we're going to get a regular set in September, which means we're probably going to get a subset closer to early November to get into the Christmas time. And then usually we'll probably end with another December-style set to where in February we're likely going to get our Generation 9 Pokemon set. So that's all we have left. So we're coming to that point of the Pokemon releases where it's hot. It's subset, regular set, subset. Last set of an era where they usually do something really, really awesome, a la Cosmic Eclipse. And then we're getting into the very first set of Generation 9, which is another huge marketing expedition from the Pokemon Company and the next step, right? So we got all these really awesome, amazing things coming up, and they kind of want people to get used to paying that 50 cents more sooner rather than later. So I don't know when the hype is going to die down for Pokemon TCG. We just talked about in the last episode that we're kind of like in this new era. Like, is it going to die down? It may not even die down ever. But my thing is, if there's going to be this drop, I'm going to say it's going to be right around like that second or third set of Generation 9. If Generation 9 does not just blow your socks off, that's where we're going to see this decline, right? Sword and Shield era. Had this big bump, this big boom. People are buying all this kind of stuff. Lord knows what we're going to get in Generation 9. If the game is not as successful, which I think it's going to be, don't get me wrong, it's quote-unquote the first fully open-world Pokemon game. It's going to do well.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, what's the new V-card going to look like? The new V-Max, the new alternate arts? If there is any Rainbows, Golds, who knows what's happening?
Yeah.
But I can definitely see a little come down around that second and third set of Generation 9, and I really don't see it before then. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think so as well. And, you know, I'd have to look back. I mean, just kind of thinking, because, like, Charizard, and I hate to say this, but it's always Charizard, right, that really lets the sets, like, go off. That's what it was throughout the whole Sword and Shield era. You know, it seemed like that in Sun and Moon era, too, so I would probably... you know, be safe to guess that it was like that for generations before. But I mean, are they gonna do that here in Generation 9? Like, is Charizard again going to be the Pokemon that is making these sets, you know, the big sets to collect in this era? Or are we finally gonna get, you know, another Pokemon? And I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like after seeing so many Charizards that, like, they have to go the other way. But I mean, we all know the Pokemon Company, they're probably not. So I think you're right. You know, it's going to be a few sets in. That's when we're going to see a decline. I think they put a Charizard in it. Like I said, I hate that I'm saying that, but it's the truth. you know, they put a Charizard in it. I think you'll see a bump back up. But I think this could be kind of an era where we definitely see a decline. But I don't think it's going to be as big of a decline as, you know, we saw in like the XY era, or maybe even in the beginning of the Sun and Moon era. I don't think it's going to get back to those levels because we have so many more people that are in the community now. But I feel like it will look a little bit different. You know, you'll see some people drop out here and there. But I think it's going to be interesting. It's really going to be interesting to see where
this really is. Takes us. It really is. I do think, though, that if I have any concern, this is my concern. Astral Radiance, down set. Pokemon Go, extraordinarily popular. I also think the set after... we have the name of it. I don't remember what it was called. It's like Lost Origin or Lost something or other. I think that's going to be a down set as well, because at this point, what could you possibly put in the set from the Sword and Shield era or Legends Arceus era to continue, right? Because we're done with Galar. We're done with the Diamond and Pearl remakes. That set is done. We're going to be done with Legends Arceus, with Astral Radiance, and potentially maybe the next set. I think whatever set comes after that is going to be maybe like the finishing touch, you know, maybe like a Giratina focus, you know, and maybe some more, I don't know, from whatever else was in Legends Arceus. But then it's like, you know, we're going to have another, you know, standard set between that set and Generation 9. So it's like, what are they going to do? You know? Are they going to keep giving us trainer galleries? Are we going to keep getting, you know, the alternate arts and all that kind of stuff? So I think those are going to be like the down sets, but then they're probably going to end it with a slapper, right? Let's be honest. The holiday set is going to be amazing. There's probably going to be, you know, a spectacular rainbow die cut fart smelling Charizard that everybody's going to want. You know,
I think it'll go for way too much if it's fart smelling.
It literally smells like fire. They spray like a burning ember smell on it. Like it's there's Charizard here. People are sniffing packs in the aisle trying to find it.
That's what'll happen, dude. I'm gonna walk down the aisle and just people sniffing these packs.
Are you sniffing those Pokemon cards? What's wrong with you, man? But yeah, so I'm sure the holiday set's gonna be a banger. I'm sure the last set is gonna be a banger. But I do think, you know, we could see, you know, Astral Radiance and whatever that next set is, like, kind of sit on the shelves for a while, you know, because they're just not that popular. And kind of like Sword and Shield Base and Rebel Clash, I wouldn't be surprised if the first two introductory sets to Generation 9 are also kind of low, right? Like, you get the starters, you get the box art legendaries, you get all these sort of things that people are like, cool, yeah, but there's not a Mewtwo, there's not a Mew, there's not a Charizard, there's not a Blastoise. When are we going to get the Pokemon that we want, Pokemon Company? Like, thanks for the Fuecoco, but it's time for us to get our Charizard back, you know, and all that sort of stuff. So it ebbs and flows. It really, really does. I really don't know what's going to happen. I agree with you, though. I think it's not going to fall as far as it did during the Black and White era, X and Y era. And that sort of thing, because there are so many more people in the niche, which we talked about in the last episode. So, go check out the last episode if you have not listened to it yet. We talk about, how we think we're in a new era of the Pokemon TCG. But I am not too opposed, you know, and as we move forward here, let's just put kind of like a wrapper on the money side of things.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily opposed to these retailers increasing their prices as long as they stop where they are right now.
Yeah.
If they continue to raise these prices, if they continue, if they put a, you know, if they're $4.99 next month or 3 months from now, like we really are going to have to push the brake on this sort of a thing and try to find other outlets to sell and buy and do whatever with Pokemon cards that we do. But as long as we're sitting with that dollar increase on the three packs, the 50 cents increase on the singles, and honestly, even the $5 increase on the ETBs is not crazy. I wish they would have went to $42.99 as opposed to like a $44.99, because I feel like, you know, even at 50 cents a piece, you're looking at even more now because there's only eight packs inside the ETB. So you're looking at a 65 cents a piece per pack increase now. So as long as they're done with it, I'm okay with it, because I do think it creates a healthier retail section for Pokemon cards, which is going to allow the kids to get their stuff, the more casual fans to get their stuff, because the one, even though Pokemon got so much more popular, the biggest fear is that we're going to lose the casual collectors. We're going to lose the kids, because they're the ones who are not going to track down the, you know, the vendor and, oh, what day does he stock? They don't care. They're more like, hey, if there's some, I might buy it. If they're not, they're not. They're not going to go online to try to find the websites to where the Pokemon cards are. They're impulse buyers. They're like, oh, cool, look at that, I'm going to pick some up. And then the kids, you know, the kids don't order stuff online. I don't know if you guys are parents or not, but my five-year-old ain't ordering crap online. He needs that instant gratification of holding it in his hand and checking out himself and paying himself. And he wants that, you know, that adrenaline rush of spending his own money and then getting that instant reward for spending his own money. So getting that sort of thing back into the hobby, I think, is going to be fantastic. And some of the people like us, you know, like, not trying to hate on us or anything, but we need to open the doors for those people. And we need to go, hey, you know, they are okay spending that $5 for the ETB and that dollar for the three-pack blister. The hardcore collectors, we're going to buy anyway. So yeah. They're not going to listen to us. We're going to buy it if it's $399, $449, or $499. It doesn't matter. We're probably still going to buy the cars when you find them out at the shelves. And you're going to sit here and go, well, I'm not going to. And I'm going to call you a liar. Not you, but like if you're one of those people that's watching this video right now and you're going, nope, not buying packs at $449, not buying. I guarantee you, you will. If you are into Pokemon enough to where you're watching this video and you've watched it this far into the video, you're going to buy the packs. And Pokemon knows that you're going to buy the packs. And that's okay, you know, because Pokemon Company is likely selling to Target a little bit more than they were before in the first place as well, because fuel is up. All these other things are up. Materials are probably up as well for the Pokemon printing factories. So they probably added, you know, a good 5 cent, 10 cent, you know, hitter on all the packs that they're selling Target. So everything rolls downhill, guys. Okay. Just, you know, be patient, have fun, get your cards, get your stuff. And that's just kind of my thoughts there. But I do want to get your opinions on one more thing.
Yeah.
About this, and that is prices are going up, product is increasing, but you know what's not? Good freaking pulls, man. Good freaking pulls. So I want your opinions on, and I'll tell you, and I told you all this before we started recording, but I'll tell you if you're watching the video. My son Logan graduated from VPK, so you know what that means, right? He gets cards, graduation cards, $20 in here from grandma, grandpa, 10 bucks over there, right? So whatever. So we went to the store, and he's super into Pokemon cards, right? So he bought a couple of ETBs, nothing. Diddly-doo, and he bought a Shining Fates and a Viv Voltage ETB with his own money. Nothing, guys. Two baby Shinies and a V-card. I don't even remember what V-card it was. And I was just like, this is terrible. He spent basically $100 on Pokemon cards and got maybe $4, $6 in pulls. You know what I mean? So
that's rough.
If we're printing this much and we're going to start charging more per pack, I'm a little concerned of what could happen to the hobby if indeed pull rates are getting significantly worse. I want you to elaborate your thoughts.
Yeah, that's a really sad story. Even sadder the second time around that you told it, to be honest with you.
You got a tear, right?
A little bit. I mean, dude, the kid, like, I mean, that's a fortune for a kid. $100.
Oh, yeah. Like, huge. That's for a 5-year-old? Money
for a 5-year-old. And to get nothing, like, I feel the pain. Like, I feel his heartbreak. Like, we've all been there. Sucks. Yeah, that's a big problem, I feel like. If they're going to increase printing, like, massively like they have, like, you would think that, you know, the pull rates would kind of go along with it, right? Like, not much would change. Yeah, probably changes between wave 1 and 2. But, like, we're at the point where it feels like there is, like, nothing in these products. I've opened up so much, probably wave 2, wave 3, Evolving Skies. Nothing, guys. I've pulled absolutely nothing. ETBs, I don't even want to tell you the stack of Brilliant Stars ETBs I have over here, open ETBs that I just wasted money on because it was like second wave ETBs that I never should have done that, you know, spent my money on, and just the hits just aren't there. And I think, yeah, if you're increasing prices, like, you need to slow down a little bit on lowering that hit rate, because I mean, it's going to get to the point where too many people open up these boxes. At least this is how I feel. Too many people are going to open up these boxes and be like, wow, I got $2 out of this $45, $50 box I just spent. There's no way I'm going back to the store and ever buying one of those ever again. And then, like, then we're in that boat. So, yeah, I think they need to take a look at that for sure, because that's going to turn some people off.
Well, it's
casual collector that it's going to turn off. That you're telling, that you're saying that they can't afford to lose. That's who it's going to turn off.
Yeah, they really can't afford to lose the casual collector, and I think that's why they're doing this, because they have lost, right? That's why they're increasing the printing, and that's why they want to have more on the shelves, because they want to make sure that the impulse buyer, that the casual fan, is still going to buy these Pokemon cards, because right now they're not, because they don't have the opportunity to, you know? But yeah, like you said, and if okay, cool, we have figured this out. We we figured out how to make sure the casual collector is still available to buy Pokemon cards. Okay, cool. I got lucky, and I walked in, and I just happened to find Astral Radiant's ETB on the shelf, and I opened it up, and there was two regular holos inside that go for 15 cents a piece. They need to do better at that. They really do. I mean, I can't remember the last time between opening Arceus boxes, Pikachu boxes, Boltun boxes, those three-pack Evolving Scythes that were Walmart exclusives.
Those are rough.
I can't remember the last time that I opened something and was like, that was a pretty decent opening. Seriously. Yeah. It's only during release times when you get the brand new product. And I mean, I see people getting stacked building battle kits, and people have been getting stacked booster boxes early on. And it's like, man, this is really cool. I'm excited to get mine. But after that, it's just such a major turnoff, right? So like, if that casual person ends up with 65 cents in value out of his $40, $45 now Elite Trainer box purchase, like, why would he buy it next time he goes, you know?
Exactly. Exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that's, it's not good.
It's rough. It's rough for sure. And watching my son's little heart shatter as he opened up that last pack and pulled another regular rare, and it was just devastating. But at that point, it's just like, you know, like, in all honesty, what's to stop people from just going on TCG Player and eBay and buying up singles, right? So if a booster pack is $5, I'm telling you, dude, go to TCG Player right now. You could probably get four V cards for that $5.
Yep.
Seriously.
Guaranteed hits.
Guaranteed.
For $5.
Now, yes, you're eliminating your opportunity at getting that massive hit, which is the gamble, right? Because Pokemon sells dreams, not products. Man, that should be a
very
t-shirt.
Very well put.
We're gonna have to get that in the merch. We're gonna get that merch thing down there, and a TCG Funhouse shirt, a Gym Leaders Podcast shirt.
Yeah.
We're Pokemon sells dreams, not products. Because that is the truth, isn't it, man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would say so. Being a content creator of Pokemon and the amount of product I've gone through. Yeah, I'm still dreaming over here, man. I'm still dreaming.
Even us trying to make a living at this content creator thing at some point, that's a dream as well, man. We're buying double dreams. We're buying dreams and booster packs and dreams trying to make it successful here on the social media content creation side for Pokemon. Man, we're in the boat, dude. We're in the boat. So, crazy stuff, man. Sure. So, that's our episode, guys. Let us know down in the comment section. What do you guys think, you know, about the price increases? I know it's a very, very hot topic. I mean, I've seen people call the retailers scalpers. I've seen them call them greedy. And let's be honest, it's American major retail. They're greedy. I mean, what do you expect from a major American retailer? Right. You know, that overwork and underpay their employees, and they're trying to nickel and dime people. And, you know, so again, Pokemon's a luxury product. You don't have to buy it. So, you know, it's you can't really put it in the same boat as groceries and milk and eggs and all that kind of stuff. But at the same token, it does kind of affect us, you know, on a daily basis, especially us as content creators. So if you guys are new to the channel, please drop a sub. Hit that notification bell so you don't miss any future episodes. This Friday, we got another Q&A coming from ASXXX. ASX and myself, where we answer questions from you guys. So if you want to get in on that, please, you can DM us. You can live in this video. Go to our last Q&A. Leave a comment down there, because we are getting around two comments every single week. And, you know, we love you guys determining what we talk about. So, yeah, man, ASX, you want to finish us up here, send us home? Anything else you got to, you know, touch on, chit-chat on?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, we didn't really talk about it. But, you know, if you guys are, you know, struggling to, you know, find product at good prices, always check, you know, online, small online stores.
Yes.
TCG Funhouse store. But there's a lot of other stores, you know, online as well that do have good prices. A lot of times still less than MSRP. So check there as well.
Yeah, especially booster boxes. You can find really good deals on booster boxes on smaller sellers, because let's be honest, they overspend because they want to keep their allocation numbers high. They want to keep the reputation well with their distributors. So a lot of times they will have to overspend on things like second wave, third wave, You know, Brilliant Stars, Fusion Strike. Like, a lot of people are trying to unload their Fusion Strike right now, and they're having a hard time doing it. Even things like Battle Styles, Chilling Rain. Yeah. You can find booster boxes talking about 36 packs, guys, for like $90-$95. Pretty consistently. So per pack, that is by far your best bet. So check your locally owned online resellers, for sure. Legal resellers, you know, people that do it right. So
not the scalpers.
Yep. So keep your eye for that. Very good call out. Very good call out. But yeah, guys, thank you so much. I will hopefully see you on a Friday answering some questions. Hope you guys all have a wonderful night.